Relationships are tough. In fact, if you look at some of the divorce and abuse statistics in our nation, they almost seem impossible. Can we really enjoy a successful marriage in today's world? Well, Skip Heitzig's special guest today thinks so.
One of the things that is so easy for women today, especially who have tons of opportunities, you know, most women, we have opportunities that could never have been imagined in biblical times, for example. And so one of the things I've had to do is to try to dig out of the Bible the clues about how I'm wired as a woman and what I'm created for in order to help me balance this sort of warp speed life.
Welcome to The Connection with Skip Heitzig. Today, we begin a week-long mini-series as we go back to some of the most popular First Friday interviews of the past year. Just before we begin, let's hear from Skip with this reminder to support The Connection.
As we approach the end of the year, I wonder if you'd consider supporting The Connection. That means you'll be part of spreading the solid Bible teaching you hear on this program around the country and around the world. This could simply be a one-time donation or something more ongoing, like a monthly donation. Here's the contact information you'll need. I hope you'll take action today to support The Connection.
Well, thanks, Skip, and you can call in your credit card donation during business hours at 1-800-922-1888. Or there is secure online giving anytime at connectionradio.org. Just look for the Support the Connection button on the left side of the page. Or you can send your checks to The Connection at P.O. Box 95707, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87199. Well, today, Skip Heitzig sits down to chat with Shanti Feldhahn, one of the authors of For Couples Only. Shanti and her husband, Jeff, wrote the very popular books For Women Only and For Men Only. And now they've put them together in a newly packaged set, which they hope will bring couples together and help strengthen marriages. Before we start this special First Friday flashback, with the new year quickly approaching, here are some gift ideas to help you get that new year off to a great start.
In 1986, a drought caused the waters of the Sea of Galilee to recede, revealing one of the great New Testament archaeological discoveries.
Here we have something that takes us right back to the time of Jesus.
There in the dried up seabed, two brothers discovered the remains of a boat that dated back to the time of Jesus Christ.
We couldn't ask for more. We got here boat from the times of Jesus. I mean, it's something the whole world is waiting for.
As this boat slipped beneath the waves of the Sea of Galilee, the nation Israel was sliding off the pages of history. The Jesus Boat Revealed takes you on a video journey of these stories, an ancient boat that would not stay buried, and the nation Israel that could not remain lost. Skip Heitzig takes you on a journey through history and reveals how the past and present collide in this remarkable discovery. This DVD is available this Christmas for just $19. The Jesus Boat Revealed is a one-hour documentary hosted by Skip Heitzig and featuring Franklin Graham.
For the whole Arab world to turn on them, and very few people stood with them at that time.
Tim LaHaye, Ehud Barak, and many other expert interviews. Order the Jesus Boat Revealed documentary for Christmas at a special price of just $19. Just call 1-800-922-1888 or order from the Christmas catalog, available online at connectionradio.org.
And that's also how you can find out more about Skip's upcoming trip to Israel. If you'd like to join him for the 2010 teaching tour, find out how at connectionradio.org. You know, with divorce rates in the church about the same as in the world, it's obvious that we're missing something when it comes to our relationships. And today, we'll learn how a better understanding of the differences between men and women can help build stronger marriages.
Take the time to make the connection. Take the time
things in our society today face more challenges and difficulties than relationships between men and women. Fortunately, there are ways to overcome those problems. Here's Skip Heitzig to begin today's interview.
Well, Shanti, thanks for joining us today on The Connection. We're really glad you could be with us.
Oh, I'm delighted.
Okay, you've written a bunch of books, and one of them in particular, For Women Only. That's what I want to focus on at first, and I want to look at a couple of chapters. In the first chapter, which you call Light Bulbs On, you have a little call out that says, How I Woke Up to What I Didn't Know About Men. And you write about working on a second novel that you were writing, and something came to your mind that turned that light bulb on. Would you tell us that story?
Yeah, sure. I basically, one of the main characters in this novel that I was writing, one of the main people, was a guy. You know, he was a good, really decent husband and father. And I realized I had no idea how to put thoughts in this man's head. I had no idea what a guy would be thinking in all of these various situations at work, at home, with his wife, with his kids. And I just started interviewing a couple of guy friends. You know, if we were out to dinner, I'd describe a scene, and I would say, you know, if this was you, what would you as a guy be thinking in this situation? And I found myself just shocked, honestly. And I realized as I started to talk more and more to these guys that there is an awful lot going on in the inner lives of men that women just aren't aware of, that we just don't know about. So that's what really led me to realizing I need to do a lot more of this research, and it needs to be in its own book.
And the rest of the book tells that story, tells what you discovered. Can you just throw out a few of those for us?
One of the most fundamental pieces is that we women in our romantic relationship with our husband, you know, we most want to feel loved, and so we assume that that's what our husband most wants, and that's what we work towards. You know, we say I love you all the time to him, and we try to do loving things. We have no idea that that's not what he most needs, and that actually, I ended up doing a big survey for the book to sort of kind of prove some of these things to women, and found out that 3 out of 4 men said they'd actually give up feeling that their wife loved them if they had to, if they could just feel that she respected them. Huh. And so the primary need that men have is to feel that their wife, you know, respects them and believes in them and trusts them, and that's so much more important than feeling loved. So that's a big difference between men and women.
Mm. Well, I'm holding your book right now in my hand, and I have it turned open to chapter 9. It's called Words for Your Heart, What Your Man Most Wishes You Knew About Him. And it's actually pretty surprising what you wrote about, what you discovered. Would you tell us about that? Give us a preview.
Yeah, I at the very end of the survey, I gave the men a blank space, and I said, okay, we've had all these multiple choice questions, but you know, you tell me in your own words, what's the one most important thing that you wish your wife knew, but you feel you can't explain to her or tell her? And I thought that what I would get would be sort of a sense of the most important problem, you know? Mm-hmm. What's the thing we most miss about him that, you know, that is causing him grief? And instead, what I got from the men, the top answer by far, was the one most important thing I wish my wife knew is how much I love her. And it blew me away. And I've seen that now over these last, you know, 5-6 years, just how incredibly deeply most men do feel about their wife, and, you know, or if they're dating, you know, in a serious relationship, about their girlfriend, and just feel handicapped at getting that across to us in a way that we can believe.
And Shanti, why do you feel, or what have you found, is the reason that women don't know that?
Well, what I found is actually what Jeff, my husband, and I put in the companion's book, and for men only, is the reason for that is basically that underneath that totally confident surface, you know, of many women, and underneath that, you know, even in a woman in a great relationship, there is this underground sort of subconscious insecurity that constantly is asking the question, you know, do you love me, honey? Are we okay? And really, honestly, what it is this sort of underground insecurity, you know, would he choose me all over again? And it's very different from men. I mean, the men I interviewed said that once they get married, they don't really think about that anymore. You know, they don't question whether their wife loves them. But what I tell the guys is there is no switch in a woman's brain that gets flipped to the, oh, now I feel permanently loved position. Women have to be reassured of that on a daily basis, basically. And guys just don't know that.
I want to talk about pain and what to do with it. Just for a second, I've worked with people for years, and I meet people who would say, bottom line, life hurts. I've been hurt by someone. They carry pain because of it. And that can result in bitterness and unforgiveness.
Yeah.
So give advice to those people who are listening to this about that.
You know, this is one of these areas that I can only tell you what Jeff and I have seen. These last 4 or 5 years, we've done a lot of marriage conferences, and we've talked to a lot of people like that. You know, even though we're not counselors, but again, coming at it from this kind of analytical perspective. And one of the things that we have seen that makes an enormous difference is if they can just, for just a moment, kind of set aside their hurt and their maybe understandable hurt, and whatever bitterness they might have, which could very well be understandable, if they can set it aside for just a minute and instead approach that other person with this idea that that other person probably had goodwill towards them and wanted to or wants to be the man or the woman that they need. You know, for example, the wife that's been hurt by the husband. If you will set aside your hurt for just a minute and believe that he probably desperately wants to be the man that you need, but he just doesn't know how, and he sort of feels like everything he tries isn't good enough or it's not hitting the mark, and he's getting just as desperate or hurt or confused and feeling just as perplexed and, you know, hopeless on his side, but he desperately wants to be the man that you need. For example, if you believe that he has goodwill towards you, it starts to change how you view the hurt that you received, because you don't think of it suddenly as malicious and he knew that this was what I needed and he did it, you know, he did this just to hurt me. Because if that's true, then it's kind of understandable that you'd get bitter. I mean, you have to deal with the whole issue of forgiveness at that point. And that may be what some people do need to do, that they do need to be, there probably are people who need to be willing to forgive any purposeful hurt that has happened.
And forgiveness is a choice, but you're saying it can become a feeling.
Well, one of the things that we deal with a lot in the books, and truly, I mean, one of the things that I've seen in the ministry over the years, is that most of us think that we feel a certain way, and so we act a certain way, right? You know, that our feeling, that our actions kind of follow our feelings. And what I've realized is that actually a much more healthy approach, and honestly, one that I think is the way we're created to be, is the other way around, and that we have to decide what the right action is to do and do it, regardless of whether we feel it. And if we do that action over and over again, the feelings are going to follow. I mean, if you, for example, I said earlier, one of the things we women don't realize is that our man needs to feel respected even more than he needs to feel that we love him. Suppose that, well, I don't respect him. You know, suppose that that's the feeling that we have inside as a woman. Well, you know what? You can still act respectful. You can still approach him respectfully. You can still force yourself to not respond critically. You can still force yourself to not tease him in public, as tempted as you may be to do that, and instead speak kindly and instead say, you know, I will choose to defer to you, honey. I'm gonna trust you on this one. If the more you do that, you can almost guarantee that your feelings of respect are going to get better. But the more you criticize and the more you tear him down and the more you focus, maybe understandably, on some of the areas that are an issue, the more dissatisfied you're going to be. It's just going to work that way.
You know, you do travel and you speak a lot, and you've been on Fox News and PBS and TNT and Focus on the Family, and you write a weekly column for newspapers. So your message gets out on a number of fronts. And what I want you to do, because I know it's been well received, but can you tell us a specific story about a person or a couple that has responded and what you've seen in their lives?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is one of the things that's the most unbelievable sort of sweet reward from the Lord, really, for all the sort of time that gets put in, is seeing these lives change. You know, and again, change not, you know, because this is to me, this isn't because of me or because of Jeff, it's because of God opening somebody's eyes. Basically, let me give you an example of one of the very, very first stories that I heard way back when the book first came out, because it's such a perfect example of so many others that I've heard since then. And that is, there was a woman who, she and her husband had been married for a few years. They had a young baby. Things were going absolutely downhill. The husband had a pornography problem. And he also, and she also was responding to him in ways that were tearing him down without her realizing that that was what was happening. And finally, they came to a breaking point. She took the baby and left and flew across the country to intending to divorce her husband and moved in with her parents. And about, I guess maybe 2 months later or something like that, it was her husband's 30th birthday, and she decided to bring the baby back so he could see the baby and, you know, basically pick up the last of her stuff and have that be sort of their final goodbye. And one of her friends had told her about the book, For Women Only, and had said, you have to read this book, yeah, whatever. But she was at the airport to come back waiting for a flight and saw the book in an airport bookstore. And so she said, okay, fine, I'll get it. She said she read it on the plane, and this is her words to me. She said, it rocked my world. And I realized that so many of the things that I thought were just his problem, that there were so many areas that were mine. There were so many areas that I had been tearing him down without realizing it. You know, obviously there were things he had to deal with too, obviously. But she had no idea just how difficult she was making it for him to deal with those issues. And she said she got off the plane. She told her husband, is this true? You know, she read the book to him in snatches over that weekend. And he said, this is exactly it, but I couldn't put it into words. It's so hard, you know, for guys to kind of articulate what they're feeling. And at the end of that weekend, she got back on the plane. She got her stuff from her parents' house, and she and the baby moved back to be together with her husband. And they are so strong today. And it was just such an example. They have another child and another one on the way, actually. And it was such a sweet example of something as simple as just having the right information, just having our eyes open to the things we just didn't know. And I've seen the exact same kind of reaction on the men's side with things that they just didn't know that they didn't know about their wives.
Boy, I can hear it in your voice, Shanti. You live for those kind of testimonies, don't you?
Oh, man. Well, you know, I mean, for you as a pastor, you see this sort of life change, and it keeps you going because you see how... You see how much it's not about us. You know, you see how incredible it is to watch the Lord change a life.
Shanti, people are people. I mean, redeemed people, unredeemed people, everybody struggles with these kind of problems. So what resources do believers have that unbelievers don't? What would make the difference?
Well, to me, the thing that was so eye-opening and enlightening for me, because I wasn't always a believer in Christ. I came to know the Lord when I was an adult. I was 21 years old, and I was just about getting ready to graduate from college. And I had already had a worldview formed at that point, like a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't realize how much I was missing. And when I finally did come to Christ, I attended, and then when I started to do years later this research, I realized that one of the things that we have available as believers is that all of this stuff that I'm talking about in these books, it's all there in the Bible. It is all there in God's written word, in his living word, to sort of enlighten us on these issues. And the problem is just that so often we just don't see it, or sometimes we don't want to see it, and it's kind of hard. But to me, one of the things that I've found is that every single time that I speak, every single time I do a women's event, I start with one question, and it relates to the second thing that we have as believers that is a big deal. And I've even seen God change the lives of unbelievers in this way and sort of start them on a really interesting journey. And that is, I stand up and I ask the women, I say, I've realized we have so much inaccurate information in our heads. We have so many wrong ideas rattling around in our brain about how men are wired. Mm-hmm. Are you willing to give God permission to open your eyes to those things?
Beautiful.
And are you willing to give him permission to change your mind if there's any areas that need to be changed?
Mm-hmm.
And that work of the Lord in our life has been so impactful. And I think that is what has made the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can literally stand up on stage and I can watch God opening that woman's eyes and that woman's eyes. And I can see, ding, the light bulb go on over their head. And it's the most amazing thing because it has nothing to do with me. And that's, I think, the thing that to me is the most important about what we have as believers, is we can go to the creator of man and say, help me understand this, change my mind where it's wrong, and he will.
Okay, one final question. Peer into the future with me, Shanti. It's a new year, a new day. There are new challenges. What concerns do you have as a Christian leader, an author, a mother? What concerns do you have about the future of the family in America?
So many, actually almost all of our social problems all stem from the decline of the family as sort of something that the culture gives honor to and works to protect, and that our policies are designed to encourage. For example, it's something like 91%, I don't know, I have the exact number in front of me, but it's a huge number of those who are in jail say that they did not have a close relationship mm-hmm. with a father figure on a day-to-day mm-hmm. basis. And that's not a coincidence. It's because when we have a breakdown of the family, it leads to all these other things that otherwise probably wouldn't have happened. And so as a policy analyst, because that's my background, I have a master's in public policy, as a policy analyst, I am really concerned that as a culture, we have got to be so much more proactive about helping the family rather than allowing its decline. And you know what? There are certain things that we as average Americans can do. You know, I mean, we've all probably heard of those things, you know, encouraging our elected representatives and that kind of stuff. But there's other things that we can do that are like what we're talking about right here, bringing awareness to things that will strengthen the family in our own world, even if we can't do as much about what they're doing in Washington, for example. Mm-hmm. And these day-to-day things in our little universe, our community, I think are often just as important. It's really easy to sort of push it off to the big guys and recognize and not recognize that we have just as much responsibility and ability here. So that's my encouragement.
Shanti Feldhahn, thank you for joining us on The Connection. We loved what you had to say. It's challenging to all of us. God bless you.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for joining us for this special First Friday Flashback with Shanti Feldhahn. Now, we didn't quite have time to get everything that was covered in this interview, but we have a copy of it posted at connectionradio.org. Or you can call for a copy of this interview at 1-800-922-1888. That's all the time we have for today. But before we go, Christmas may be over, but we're still offering some of Skip's most popular teaching series for a special price. But if you want to save money on them, you need to order this year, which, by the way, ends this week.
During the holiday season, it can be tough to find time for the very reason we celebrate this season, Jesus Christ.
The way God loves me, that's how I'm going to love you, Jesus says. This rich, beautiful relationship.
Don't let the busyness of the holidays squeeze out your time with Christ. Lenya Heidzik and Penny Pierce Rose have a series of Bible studies called the Fresh Life Series that only take just 20 minutes a day and will take you deeper into the truths of God's Word. This Christmas, you can get the entire collection of all four study guides for $45. Plus, get Lenya's book, Holy Moments, as a bonus.
Generally, we go for a relationship, whereas it tends to be that men will say, well, I'm a banker, or, you know, whatever it is. It's what I do that defines me. But I find that for women, it's who we love that define us.
Just call 1-800-922-1888 or visit connectionradio.org to order all four books for just $45. These studies will provide encouragement and blessings long after the warm glow of Christmas has faded. Plus, explore other great gift ideas such as the DVD edition of Israel, Learning from the Land with Skip Heidzik, or the Explorer's Bible, New King James Version for Kids. You'll find all of these gifts and more in this year's Connection Christmas Catalog. Go to connectionradio.org to find out more, or give us a call at 1-800-922-1888.
And don't forget that today's interview is available online at connectionradio.org, or you can call 1-800-922-1888 to order, or write us at The Connection, P.O. Box 95707, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87199. Now, here's Skip with an invitation for you to start 2010 off with an adventure through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation.
As the year winds down here at The Connection, we're looking forward to 2010. I know that right now you're all tied up with Christmas and holiday commitments, but would you make a mental note to join us on Monday, January 4th, as we take off on a flight through the entire Bible? That's right. You're going to hear the Bible taught in a very unique way. We call it the Bible from 30,000 feet. And it will take us about 6 months to cover from Genesis to Revelation with our daily radio format. The plane is going to take off on the first Monday in January, so plan to join us for that maiden voyage and see the whole Bible from 30,000 feet. It's going to be a great journey through God's Word.
So remember to join us Monday, January 4th, as Skip begins the new series, The Bible from 30,000 Feet.
Take the time to make the connection.
Next time on The Connection, we continue our series of First Friday flashbacks as we hear from K.P. Yohannan on the state of global evangelism. The Connection is a presentation of Connection Communications, connecting you to God's never-changing truth in ever-changing times.